Hey, what's going on? This is Kong Sun with Believe in SDSU Basketball here on the Believe Podcast Network, San Diego's number one sports podcast network. This is the only place with a show for every team in San Diego and more. We believe in our teams. Do you believe? On this episode, we're going to revisit the games against Air Force for both the men's and women's squad. So without further ado, here we go. Recording this on a post-Oscars Sunday where Parasite has taken off with four awards. So pretty proud of my countrymen. And I'm pretty sure living here in Koreatown, it's about to get a little bit more raucous and energetic tonight. But without further ado, let's get right into it and talk about the women's side first. The women, unfortunately, wasn't able to capitalize on the momentum or carry the momentum and walked away with a 49-51 loss. There was a final shot by Sofia Ramos that just rimmed out, and I think just sort of felt like the momentum, you know, took them for a few games, and unfortunately it seemed to come to an end, at least from an offensive standpoint, just because the recent scoring run by Sofia Ramos came to an end. That she was still able to contribute 11 points, but it was based on a 5-for-19 performance, which included 1-from-6 from 3 and no free throw attempts. So Air Force did a good job of not fouling and defending Sofia into difficult shots for the entire game. And when you combine that with Taylor Kalmer's performance, the duo shot a combined 10-for-33, and it just was one of those games where the shots just weren't going in. I mean, that happens in basketball. It's a game of runs, and sometimes you just, no matter how well you feel pregame, or how well the ball feels rolling off the hand, sometimes it just doesn't go in. You know, the persistent issue with the women's team this season has been the lack of assists. We're taking a look at the game here and it's 11 turnovers to 9 assists. And Brianna Autry on the Air Force side had 11 assists by herself. So what that tells me with how the game went was on the Aztec side, they weren't able to create shots for others. And on the Air Force side, they did a good job of trying to slow the game down and make every player work for it, or every Aztec work for it. And also, you know, it's also possible maybe the two girls, Sofia and Taylor, are just getting fatigued. I mean, that's a possibility too that we have to consider, given that they lead the conference in minutes, and the third most minutes has 88 less than Sofia Ramos, who has 901, and I think Taylor's above 930 minutes this season. So, you know, given how that's, I guess what I'm trying to say is, given how the amount of minutes can catch up, even if these are young girls, it could really have an effect in certain games and here and there. And it looked like it kind of had an effect on Saturday. On the Air Force side, you know, not only do you add Brianna's 11 assists, two players, 17 points apiece, Kaylin Immel, Riley Snyder, the Air Force out-rebounded the Aztecs 42-33. So there were a lot of aspects of the game that the Aztec women struggled at, which if you're looking at it in an optimistic standpoint, to only lose by two when there's so many of the statistics that go against you means that there's something there. So hopefully, you know, they can reset themselves next week and get back in the win column. This drops them down to 6-7 in conference play, but They stand pat at sixth place in the Mountain West. So things are looking pretty good in terms of making the conference tournament, which, again, anything can happen. So keep your head up. Okay, moving on to the women. Or I'm sorry, moving on to the men. They continue their undefeated streak with an 89-74 win at Air Force. I'm not going to lie, it feels pretty good when you look at the standings and you see a W24 in terms of their streak for the men. It's just pretty crazy. The men won both halves on the way to another dominant performance, winning by 15. We had four players in double figures, led by KJ Fagan with 21 points, Jordan Shackle with 18, Malachi Flynn posting a 17.8 rebound, 7 assist game. Air Force also had four players in double figures, with Lavelle Scotty held to 16 points on just 5 of 13 shooting, but also had 13 rebounds. Chris Joyce, 23 points, including 5 of 8 from 3. It sort of felt like we were getting Air Force's best, given the overall team performance, lack of turnovers, you know, consistent shooting, consistent free throws, rebounding. We had everything coming our way, and we were still able to win by 15, which is rather remarkable, if I have to say so myself. We had 11 Aztecs play on Saturday night, and this 24-0 is the best start in Mountain West Conference history. The men played a clean game. They went their last 21-48 without a single turnover, which I want to say probably in real time, given timeouts, dead balls, is probably like a good 40 minutes, which is crazy. I mean, even in like a pickup league, you play against a team you know you're going to win, you're going to get at least one turnover just because you're just goofing around. And even if you played serious, it's just hard to keep a clean sheet like that. CBS released a bracket preview revealing their top 16 teams, sort of alluding to the Aztecs being number one in the East region, which, to my understanding, because they're a West Coast team, being put in the East region means that they probably are the fourth, or they're probably seen as the fourth best team in the country, which can't really complain about, you know. But in the next episode, we'll look at what that means and how they can potentially move closer to playing in the West in the upcoming tournament. But I mean, for now, the magic number is 2, I think, to seal a Mountain West Conference title, which would be their 12th, I believe. Coach Dutch has to be proud of these guys. A lot of the post-game quotes related to a rhythm for the guys clicking on all cylinders, sort of finding their groove as the game went along and as the season goes along. So this is a good point in the season for them to start feeling like they're gelling, things are coming together, carrying that momentum into conference play or into the conference tournament and ultimately into March Madness. So definitely hopeful that we'll continue this as we move forward and get closer and closer to March. Again, it was just one game this week for San Diego State. So there isn't really much to cover in this episode. So we'll just end it here and get ready for the next one. And in the next one, we'll just take a look ahead and see what's going on with the upcoming games for men and for the men and women. I think the men coming up play on a Tuesday and Sunday. The women play Wednesday and Saturday. And if you like this show, please rate and subscribe on iTunes. We are also available wherever podcasts can be found. You can find us on Bleav.com, where you can also reach out to advertise and find us at Bleav Podcasts. I am at NASGNAK on Instagram. Feel free to give me a shout. Thank you for all of the love in the beginning here, in the beginning stages of this show. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Thank you for listening, and until next time, go Aztecs.